Mesach is Suvis Parashat Mishnah Dal. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Malkan Shayipa Koichai Pekmisasa, Haira Koichai Beitziyasa. Rabbi Shimon says, in a situation where he had good leverage at the time of the Nisuan, he loses that leverage at the time of the Gerushin. Malkan Shahira Koichai Pekmisasa, Yipa Koichai Beitziyasa. But if he has poor leverage at the time of the Nisuan, then his leverage improved at the time of the Gerushin. He's referring to the Mishnah earlier that said that if she had pears that were picked from the ground before the Nisuan, and those pears belong to her, but if they are attached to the ground at the time of the Nisuan, then according to the Chachamim, the pears belong to him. And he says as follows, Pears ha-mechubar l'karka, b'knisasa shalo u'b'yitziyaso shalo. Pears that are attached to the ground at the time of the Nisuan belong to him according to the Chachamim. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says it stands to reason that if there are pears attached to the ground at the time of the Gerushin, they should go to her and the Baal should have no schus to those pears. But the Chachamim of the previous Mishnah argue with Rabbi Shimon, and they hold that if the pears were fully grown by the time he divorced her, even though they were still attached to the ground at the time of the Gerushin, he had the right to take those pears. But Shlushim and Akarka b'knisasa shalah u'b'yitziyasa shalom. Pears that were already picked at the time of the Nisuan belonged to her, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. So therefore, it stands to reason that if the pears were picked before the Gerushin, that he has the right to take those pears. Mesachas Suvis Parachat Mishnah Hay. Naflu la Avadim with Shifchei Zekinim. If the Isha acquired aged Avadim and Shifchei, Yimachru b'ilakach ben karka v'hu oichol pears. He can insist that they be sold off and karka be bought with the proceeds, so that he can eat the pears from the karka. Now, even though the Baal has the right to benefit from any property that is owned by the Isha, so therefore he has the right to use these Avadim and Shifchei for his own needs. And they are called Abde Malug and Shifchei Malug, but since they are very aged and can do very little for the Baal, he prefers that they be sold off so that he can buy karka with the proceeds and eat the pears from that karka. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Lo Timkor Mimnesha Hain Spach Besavir. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says she can stop it from selling her Avadim and Shifchei because it is a covet LeBesavir that she owns. Avadim and Shifchei, so therefore she can nix any sale. Nafu la zaysim ugufanim zakenim. Yimachu la eitzim vilakach ben karka vuhu oichol per. If she acquires olive trees and vineyards that are aged and produce very little fruit, he can insist that they be sold off for the value of its wood, and karka be bought with the proceeds so that he can eat the pears from that karka. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo timkor menesha hain shvach beitavir. Rabbi Yehuda says she can stop it from selling her zaysim and gefanim, as it is a covet lebeitavir that she has zaysim and gefanim. Hamaisi hotzot al nechse ishtot, hoisi harbet v'achol kima, kima v'achol harbet. Somebody who puts money into the property of his wife, if he puts a lot of money into the property of his wife and only ate a little bit of fruit before he divorces her, or vice versa, he put only a little bit of money into the property of his wife and ate a lot of fruit before the divorce, masha haitzi haitzi umasha acho acho. Whatever money he put in, he put in. He cannot insist that she pay him back after the divorce, or whatever fruit he ate, he ate, she cannot get back the money that the fruit is worth. Hoitzi velo achal, yishava kama hoitzi v'yito. But if he put money into her property and did not eat a single fruit before he divorced her, then he can make a shvua as to how much he put into her property, and he has the right to get back from her that money. And that is only if the property actually went up in value at least as much as he put into it. But if the property did not go up in value as much as he put into it, he can only get back from her the amount the property went up.